Welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This is episode number 87, and 87 is an odd number, which can only mean one thing.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Dear Olivia and Jacob, could you please get curious about electricity? We would like to know where it comes from, how it works, and who invented it. Thank you. Theo, age 7, of Morristown, New Jersey.
That's a great suggestion. We are getting curious about electricity this week.
We are, and it's going to be so much fun. Theo isn't the first listener to make this suggestion. Back in May of last year, Zoe and Case, of Summerdale, Alabama, also asked if we would get curious about electricity. You can hear their email in episode 49, called Curious About Plastic. They've waited a long time, so we are finally going to get curious about electricity for our listeners up here in New Jersey, for our listeners down south in Alabama, and for all our amazing listeners in between. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, which country in the world consumes more electricity than any other country?
Ooh, that's a good question. Olivia, try imagining a world without electricity. I mean, no internet and no computers.
That would mean no Curious Kid Podcast.
That would be so sad. Also, no television, no radio, no way to listen to recorded music.
No air conditioning or heat.
That would be tough to adjust to. No refrigerator, no freezer.
That means lots of food will spoil very quickly.
No clothes washer and dryer, no oven and microwave, no dishwasher.
A lot of my toys wouldn't work without electricity either.
You're right. It would be a completely different world. If electricity didn't exist, so many of the topics we've learned about in this podcast, like airplanes and light bulbs, wouldn't exist either.
What is electricity?
That's a great question and a bit of a hard one to answer. Everything in the world can be broken down into teeny tiny particles called atoms.
I have a friend Adam, but he's not teeny tiny.
No, your friend Adam spells his name A-D-A-M. The type of atom I'm talking about is spelled A-T-O-M. Inside the atom, you can find different charges, and they are called neutrons, protons, and electrons. As the name suggests, neutrons are neutral and don't have a charge. Protons, on the other hand, have a positive charge. Finally, electrons have a negative charge.
Electricity is the flow of electrons.
If you remember all the way back in episode 11, Curious About Batteries, we discussed how batteries work.
They work when electrons move from one part of the battery to another part of the battery.
And when electrons move, they cause electricity. There are two different types of electricity. They are called static electricity and current electricity.
If you've ever rubbed a balloon on your hair and feel the balloon starting to tug on your hair, that's an example of static electricity.
If you watch clothes tumble in the dryer and you notice that they start to stick together, that's also static electricity.
How do you know if something is static electricity or current electricity?
The best way to know the difference is to know what static means. Static is used to describe something that doesn't move. It's when an electric charge builds up on the surface of an object. Static electricity is caused by friction, which is a fancy word for objects rubbing together. So when you rub a balloon on your hair, for example, electrons jump from your hair to the balloon. This gives the balloon a negative charge because it picked up all those negatively charged electrons and gives your hair a positive charge because your hair gave away all those negatively charged electrons.
In magnets, positive and negative charges are attracted to each other.
That doesn't just apply to magnets. The same thing happens in the case of the hair and the balloon. Rubbing the balloon on your hair gave the balloon a negative charge, and your hair a positive charge. If you lift the balloon off your hair by just a little bit, your hair will start to pull itself closer to the balloon because the positive and negative charges are attracted to each other. Here is another example. If you rub your feet on a rug or carpet, you will pick electrons up off the floor and onto your feet. If you then touch something metal, like a doorknob, you will feel a small shock. That's because those extra electrons you picked up from the floor are jumping from your hand onto the doorknob.
So what is current electricity then?
The other type of electricity, called current electricity, is the type of electricity you use to power things in your house. Plug a lamp into the wall and turn it on. Electrons move from the wall to the light bulb, powering it on.
That's also an example of AC electricity.
AC stands for alternating current. That means that when you turn the lamp on, the electrons in the wire that connect the lamp to the wall bounce all over the place, but enough electrons make it to the bulb to power it on. It's called an alternating current because the electrons alternate directions.
DC stands for direct current.
That's the other type of current. A direct current is an example of electrons traveling in one direction only, like what you find in a battery. Electrons travel from one part of the battery to another, and after all the electrons in the battery move, the battery is dead. When discussing current electricity, it's also important to consider things called conductors and insulators.
Conductors are objects that let electricity flow easily.
And insulators are objects that don't let electricity flow easily.
Examples of good conductors are silver, copper, and steel.
That's right. Lots of metals are very good at conducting electricity. Examples of good insulators are rubber, dry wood, and glass. Do you remember our example from a minute ago when we told you that if you rub your feet on a carpet and then you touch a doorknob, you might feel a small shock?
Well, that's because doorknobs are usually made of metal.
And metals are really good conductors. If you were to try the same thing by rubbing your feet on a carpet, but after you're done, you touch an insulator like plastic, paper, or rubber, you won't feel a shock because those things don't conduct electricity well.
Theo wanted to know who invented electricity.
The answer is going to be a bit of a bummer. Nobody really invented electricity because it's natural and nobody had to invent it. Lightning is an example of electricity that exists naturally.
Most people give credit to Benjamin Franklin for inventing electricity.
That's true, but that's only because Benjamin Franklin started to discover things about electricity that nobody knew at the time. He discovered that electricity had positive and negative elements. He discovered that lightning was a form of flowing electricity. In order to prove that lightning was a form of electricity, he did an experiment all the way back in the year 1752. He flew a kite during a thunderstorm, and he had a metal key attached to the kite to conduct electricity.
That's because keys are metal and are great conductors.
That's right. And guess what happened? The kite drew electricity from a storm cloud. Then, when he touched the key, he received a shock. He's really lucky he didn't get hurt. This experiment helped him prove the idea that lightning is a form of electricity. It also paved the way for Franklin to create lightning rods to direct lightning into the ground. Thomas Edison patented the light bulb 127 years later, and he made lots of amazing discoveries in electricity. There are so many other amazing inventors that helped make advances in electricity, including Alessandro Volta, Michael Faraday, and Nikola Tesla.
Electricity is so important in our everyday lives.
And it's also really interesting to learn about. Let's answer our question of the week. Which country consumes more electricity than any other?
China consumes the most energy in the world.
That's true. But there is a good reason for that. Lots of people live in China. About 1.4 million people, to be exact. For every person in the United States, there are about 4 people in China. United States is second on the list, but the average American citizen consumes more electricity than the average Chinese citizen. A more interesting thing to look at might be which country consumes the most energy per person. If you consider the population size, Iceland actually uses the most electricity per person. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode, number 87, on electricity.
Great job, Olivia, and a big thanks to Zoe, Case, and Theo for the fantastic suggestion. If you want to let us know what you're curious about, there are 2 great ways to do that. You can send an email over to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. You can even leave us a voicemail by dialing 856-425-2324, and we might just play your voicemail in the episode when we select your topic. If you love Curious Kid Podcast, please tell your friends about us. It would mean the world to us. As we've been doing all season long, we are going to announce another city that downloads Curious Kid Podcast like crazy and thank them.
Thank you, Saratoga Springs, New York.
A huge thank you to the great people of Saratoga Springs. Your city has been rocketing up the list of cities that support the podcast, and we can't thank you enough. If you live in beautiful Saratoga Springs, please send us an email with a picture that shows you are from Saratoga Springs so we can thank you by giving you access to an episode before anyone else gets to hear it. We will even mail one of you something special from the podcast. Join us next Sunday for more curiosity. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Hi, we are Captain Ryan Stories, a kids' story podcast meant for bedtime, long car rides, or just to capture kids' attention.
Come set sail with Captain Ryan, Brady, and Nora as they adventure to new places and learn life lessons along the way.
We promise you'll love it. You can find us on all major podcast listening services, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram.